Meehan. East
Coast FM. Yes, morning show at East Coast FM. And joining us here is Roisin O'Farrell. She was honoured as the Visual Artist of the Year at the IBAM Chicago 2023 Awards Gala on Saturday, November the 18th last. And that's a long way from Bray, where you're based, Roisin. So let's start with that. You're an artist, obviously, if you've established that. But Chicago?
Yeah, I know. It was a complete shock for me as well, you know. I knew I had been nominated. So the gallery, one of my galleries, the one in Kinsale, and it was actually a guy called Philip Gray, who's another artist who's involved with this organization in Chicago. So I knew I was nominated, and I knew I was going to get a call. And then I got a call. I was in my studio. It was on WhatsApp. And you know the way sometimes WhatsApp, it kind of misses a little bit of the sentence. And I just couldn't quite understand. It sounded like I'd won something. And I didn't want to be rude and go, just tell me, what have I won? But eventually it became clear that they had actually selected me as the honoree for 2023. So, and then I found out all the other people who've won these awards, and I was just absolutely blown away, even just to be, you know, on the same list as many of these people.
So name a few of them.
Liam Neeson, Gabriel Byrne, lots of other artists, Robert Balla, Sharon Shannon, loads and loads of famous people. And so really was a huge honour.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
So how do they hear about you?
I was nominated. So it's a huge Irish-American association, essentially, called the Irish Heritage Centre, based in Chicago. So it's one of the big ones in the States. And they do this big award ceremony every year. And there was a connection. They're looking for people in the visual arts, so artists, people involved in that area. There's lots of different categories, so five different categories. So Colm Tobin won the Literature Prize this year, and Eileen Dunn won the Media.
Oh, fair play, yeah.
And Kathy... Mary Kelly won the Person of the Year, and then I won the Visual Arts. So they heard through the gallery I was nominated, flew us out, put us up.
It was flew just, you it out,
was
yes.
Fantastic. It was such a fun weekend. Just everything, you know, was, we were treated like royalty, you know. It was great. It was absolutely great. I'd never spoken in front of so many people in my life, so that was a bit daunting, but it was fun. It was great.
Yeah. So you were in here before.
I was.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Remind me of that.
Oh, I can't remember why. A show or some other, you know, my career, I've become very good at change. I think we all have with the last number of years, but I'm Bray based. I've been in Bray, you know, forever. My family are Bray as well. My mum's an artist, a Bray person, Patricia Hearn O'Farrell. A lot of people will know her. I have lots of other family here in Bray. And I didn't go into art, even though mum was an artist. I have aunts and cousins who are successful artists here in Ireland. I decided to go into business. Well, I actually started off as a veterinary nurse back in the day.
Gosh, what? This is a fascinating journey.
So, yeah, change. I went to London, came back. We all did in the 80s, came back, worked in business. And, you know, in my 30s, I kind of hit a point where I was like, you know, I think I would really like to try painting full time. And it's like, be careful what you wish for, because I was made redundant within about 3 months of saying that out loud. So I said, OK, I'm going to give it a year. I'm going to paint every day like it's a job. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to not worry about voice and style. I'm just going to paint and see what happens. And within that year, I was discovered by a gallery and my life changed and I became an artist full time. And I've been doing that ever since.
So inherently you had the talent and the knowledge.
Well, it's hard. I mean, I grew up with it. You know, it was in my bones. So
you were denying it up to that.
Yeah, I think I also didn't want the life of the starving garret type artist in the garret, you know. And I think being in business helped me to have the skills to actually come at art in a way that I could I could paint, I could do the thing that gave me meaning, but I could also do it in a grown-up way where I was actually making good choices.
You could earn a living from it too.
Make a living and stay with it. So I did that, and then COVID came. Before COVID, I had made another pivot. I had been painting and teaching workshops, people who wanted to learn to paint. And the difficulty with that is that they're very time consuming. You know, you have to leave home, and I had young kids at the time, and I'm a single mom, so that was difficult. So I decided I would start teaching online. And this is before, you know, what happened with COVID and Zoom and everything else. So that was a big thing. I built an online school, and I changed my way of working from in-person workshops to online. And that for about, and then of course COVID hit, and it was like the best decision I'd ever made. So I did that for many years, and it was very, very successful. But somewhat, I think after COVID, we were all so burnt out and in need of more connection. So I made another pivot. And I have actually taken a hiatus from teaching online at all. And now I'm not teaching, but also facilitating painting retreats. So I'm doing three of those a year. Ireland and Kerry, gorgeous South Kerry, Malta, and in the US. So that's what I'm doing this year.
I'm trying to keep up with all this.
So I'm kind of all over the... And then with Chicago and everything else. So this year is a busy year. I'm like in planes most of the time. So but it's fun. And it's all about finding creative energy at the end of the day.
You right. Know, Where will you be next year?
Well, I'm always based here.
The
I
year
love
after,
it
yeah.
I mean, Wicklow's my home. I love it. But I want to stretch and grow and travel and step outside of the everyday, and then bring those experiences back home and back into my work. Yes. You know, that's kind of
so. How would you describe what you do?
Do you mean with the retreats this year? Well, the retreats.
Basically with the painting. And
oh,
things
with the painting.
And, yeah.
Well, I paint in oils. I paint with lots of texture, lots of color. So they're very vibrant. The subject that I paint, somebody once said to me that I paint home. So I paint, I'm quite well known for painting welly boots. And those are really like family portraits. So they're like, you know, we all grew up with welly boots at the back door, and there was always some.
You've changed the boring look of welly boots. Yeah.
They're fun. They're fun and they're colourful, and they are representative of home and family. And then there's a couple of other series that I've worked on. Vintage cutlery, again, with oils. So the cutlery themselves are loosely painted, but they look quite realistic against these really lush, colourful, textured background in oil. And some of those are very big. And then I also paint interiors. So I've painted a lot of Kilruddery and a lot of these big houses, as well as other homes. And they're quite... They're kind of quiet spaces, a lot of light filled with big windows and comfy chairs, that kind of thing. And then landscapes. And landscapes have been the thing that have been kind of calling to me in the last couple of years. A lot of Wicklow, a lot of the Sugarloaf and the Little Sugarloaf and views down towards Wicklow and that kind of thing. And they're very colourful and they're quite moody, lots of blues. And I walk up what we call the Egyptian's Belly, but I gather nobody else does, which is from the Greystones Road there. As you're heading towards Greystones, going up over the Bray Head, and you take a left up there, and it brings you up to the back of Bray Head, up that way, and you look back over all of the mountains there, you know, the Little Sugarloaf, Sugarloaf, and all the ones behind. I've painted that a million times. I love those scenes. And
right.
Yeah.
It's a calorie way, is it?
Yeah. No, well, it's where I would be looking from would be almost at the back of Bray Head. So you're
right.
On the
okay.
sea, but looking back towards calorie. Yeah.
Right. Very good. So, I mean, this award, you know, out of the blue, I mean, and why not? It seems so random, but your life is random.
It's exciting. You know, and I think that is, I've kind of gone through a process of really, since COVID, when COVID hit, I kind of, another change is my own kids. I have two gorgeous girls, Aoife and Bethan, and they're now older. So for a long time, I was quite I was quite grounded in my kitchen. I have a big kitchen, that's where I paint. And my studio was where everything else circled around. So the kids and kids' friends and people coming and going, and it was gorgeous. And the kids are now growing up, which gives me the freedom to be able to move outside of that. So that's a big change for me. And after COVID too, I think it was a perfect time to sort of say, well, what do I want my life to be? What's going to give me more meaning and more significance? And it's culture and it's art and it's connection and family and friends and just reconnecting with that in a really purposeful way. So I've a kind of new partner in my life who has added to that because he is Maltese working in Africa.
Hence the interest in Malta.
So Malta has become like a second home and I know it so well. So I'm bringing people there as part of the retreat. And also I'm traveling to Africa. So I'm traveling a lot. But also, it's not just about leaving my home. It's also about the richness of what I already have. I mean, I come down to the Mermaid regularly and, you know, we were there just the Monday night looking at an art house movie with some friends and reconnecting with people. And it's about like purposefully saying, this is my life. How can I make it richer? And that's where creativity comes from. You can't just pull it out of the sky. You have to enrich the sort of soil of your life because that's where the inspiration comes from. So you're putting all of this stuff that makes and rest and eating well and exercise and all the things we know to do, all of that put together makes a good life. And I'm working hard at making it a good life. That's what my retreats are about, is doing that with other people too.
Well, congratulations, Roisin O'Farrell. Honoured as the Visual Artist of the Year at the IBAM Chicago 2023 Awards Gala on Saturday, November the 18th, last. And Roisin got that award, but as you hear, she's got a varied life. So where can people look you up, maybe get some of your stuff, take part in the workshops and all that?
Galleries all over Ireland. They can find me on roisinofarrell.com. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, so anywhere really they'll find me.
Well, I'm sure they'll enjoy finding you and having interactions as well on the various things you do. Be hard to keep up with all the different aspects of your career.
I know, it's busy.
There you are. Anyway, congratulations to you again.
Thank you.
Thanks for dropping in.
Thanks so much.
Good to see you again. Thank you. That's Roisin O'Farrell.